He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the January the 12th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Will the triple-digit days, we had 5 for 5 triple-digit days to begin the new year last week. Well, we're having another triple-digit day today. This one's to the downside so far. The Dow is down 138 points right now. That works out to 0.8%. The Dow is at 17,598. The S&P 500 down 19 points right now. That works out to 0.9%. The S&P is at 2,025. The NASDAQ, down almost 1% now. Down 45 points at 4,658. And here's the bugaboo, crude oil. 46.74, down 3.5%. Goldman Sachs cuts their estimate on oil this year, crude oil. In fact, a lot of these big warehouse firms are now just coming along and downgrading the oil stocks. I sold them last summer, and I haven't gotten back into them. And I still don't think we found a bottom in oil. And that's obvious as we look at today's action with crude oil at $46.74. Gold continues to catch a bid. Interesting here. We'll keep our eye on gold here this year. Maybe there will be an opportunity, but it is up 0.8%. It's going the opposite way of the stock market this morning. $1,226 per ounce is where gold is right now. The euro continues to tumble. 1.1835, and interest rates continue to tumble. The 10-year bond at 1.93%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where there's a lot going on. We've started off this year on a very volatile type of track to the market. We had, last week we had 3 big down days and 2 very large up days, and these triple digit days likely to continue for now. And it seems to be centered around oil for the moment. Oil prices continue to crash, and even though it's been very, very tempting along the way to buy some of these oil stocks on the cheap, I've avoided the temptation. That's all I have to do is look at a chart of USO, which is the United States Oil Fund, an exchange-traded fund that tracks the price of oil. And I showed that chart once again in my newsletter this past weekend, and you can see that it continues to drop off a cliff. We have, without a doubt, had a severe bear market. Not in stocks, no. The bull market continues. At least as of last Friday, and we'll go through the stats today, this being our macro day of the market, to see if that bull market is still intact. The bull market has continued in the stock market, as the bear market in the bond market, not by any stretch of the imagination, as we have a print of 1.93%. The bear market has been in commodities, more specifically in oil, which has dropped from $107 per barrel clear down to $47 per barrel. That's now about a 55 to 60% haircut. This started in about August, I would say July of 2014, and it has gone on unabated ever since as oil continues to drop. And as I looked at the exchange-traded fund and the exposure that I did have to oil in 2014, I got out in August, July-August time frame of last year, and it's been dropping ever since. That was a good time to get out in August. It was still fairly buoyant at that point. It was still, you know, maybe in the 90s. And now here we are at $46, $47 per barrel on the price of oil. And I still say, and I said it in my newsletter once again, I still say that it's a net positive for the U.S. economy. Because the money that is not going to show up in Exxon's coffers is more than likely going to show up in Ross Stores coffers or TJ Maxx's coffers or Brinker International or Darden or Domino's Pizza or wherever, maybe even JCPenney. And in fact, that money is not leaving the United States like it used to. We still do about 25-30% importing of oil, and that money we put into the gas tanks, a lot of it leaves the U.S. Well, now it's remaining here. That money we're saving is remaining here in the U.S. and being spent on the U.S. economy. And I think that the money lost by the components of the S&P 500 or the components of the Dow, the Chevrons, Exxons of the world, will be more than made up for in the earnings that show up in other people's pockets. That's my opinion. You know, as we look at the earnings estimates for the S&P 500 right now, you know, I look at a lot of different sources. Let's just call the consensus $130 per share for next year. Now, what impact will the earnings of the energy sector have on that $130 per share? It's definitely going to take it down. But at the same time, the earnings lost from the oil stocks should be picked up and gained. In fact, I still say it's going to be a net positive by sectors elsewhere. And as we look around the world, heavy importers of oil, namely China and India, should also be beneficiaries of low oil prices. And of course, there are those that continue to own the oil patch and continue to own the oil sector and continue to own a lot of oil stocks in their portfolio. And I would have to say that somebody was asleep at the wheel that's managing your portfolio. And if you think that your portfolio is being actively managed, I've heard more than my share of horror stories of portfolios going right on down the tubes and nobody ever giving them a call, nothing ever being done about it. That's the old model of managing money by brokers. How can a broker call 600 clients and tell them they need to sell their Chevron back in August? It's just not possible. That's why I became a fee-based money manager back in the year 2000, 15 years ago, because I knew it was a more efficient way. It was the only way that I could manage money. I have to take action. I can't track down 600 people and tell them that they need to sell their Chevron and buy something else. I have to act fast when I see things starting to break down or when I see opportunities. And as we begin a new week, we have two buyouts here in my portfolios, two coming from the aggressive growth portfolio, which I publish every week. One being NPS Pharmaceutical, which I just picked up last week. I like the way it was behaving, and it's being bought out, not for a big premium, but a nice 10% quick gain on the stock that I was not anticipating, but it's happening. They're being bought out. I can't remember by who. I'll have to check the news on that one. Novartis, I think, something like that. And the other one is one that I've owned for quite some time, one that I wrote about in my book, Best Stocks Now, MWI Veterinary Supply, which I featured on this show several times. They are also being bought out today for a pretty decent premium above where they closed on last week. So two buyouts to start the new week. Oil, the big news again. Oil continues to be watched. It seems like there was starting to the two were starting to decouple from each other, falling oil prices in the market, but we're seeing them in sync today. The market's still nervous, the market's still jittery about what lower oil prices mean for the economy, the world economy, and for the markets. And at this point in time, I still continue to think that the money that we're saving in our gas tank is showing up elsewhere, whether it's the supermarket, whether it's the drugstore, whether it's restaurants, whether it's the shopping mall, whether it's movie theaters, and on and on and on, all the various places that consumers spend that discretionary income, I still say that it's a net benefit. And you can look at the tale of two sectors here. I showed this in my newsletter over the weekend. Look at the retail sector, symbol RTH, and see the new highs that it's making. And the mirror image of that is the oil sector. In fact, in this example, I use the Oil and Gas Exploration Index, XOP. There's a tale of two sectors. It's your choice which sector you want to be invested in. I want to be invested in the best sectors now. And what are they? Well, when we come back, we'll go through the macro picture of the market. This is Bill Gutterson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Threshold Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, that money that's being saved at the gas pump, I believe it's fairly significant amount of money. And I believe it's showing up in other areas of the market. I gave a lot of examples over the weekend in my newsletter, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. I use the example of Constellation Brands. And while ExxonMobil and other oil producers are hitting new lows with their stock charts, Constellation Brands has been shooting straight up and hitting new highs. I showed an example of TJ Maxx, which again, a stock that's hitting new highs while oil stocks are hitting new lows. What other examples did I use in my newsletter? I used Domino's Pizza, another stock hitting new highs while oil stocks are hitting new lows. I used the example of Papa John's, another stock hitting new all-time highs while oil prices hit new lows and oil stocks hit new lows. I gave the example even of JCPenney's, of all stocks. JCPenney's, Texas Roadhouse, another example. Sonic Burger, Jack in the Box. All of these stocks are hitting new all-time highs while many of the oil stocks continue to hit new all-time lows. So, you know, it just depends on which side of the street you want to be on. We've also had a massive drop in interest rates here to begin 2015, and we're seeing an explosion in interest rate-sensitive stocks such as the REITs, which are blasting off and hitting new highs as investors chase yield. And we're also seeing the utility stocks blast off and hit new highs as investors seek some kind of yield that they're just not getting anywhere else. We're starting to see a little bit of a bid in gold that we'll keep our eyes on going forward. We have earnings seasons, which kicks off this week. That will be very interesting to watch going forward because it is a big part of the macro picture. So here's where we are. So far in the year 2015, we turned the page on a new trading year about 12, 13 days ago. And as we sit here today, the market is in negative territory, by about 1.5% or so, something like that. And there's the old adage, as January goes, so goes the rest of the market. Well, the jury's still out, obviously, with a couple of weeks left. Almost 3 weeks left in January. But if we're going to judge January by the first 5 days of the year, then it looks like we're bound to have a negative year. Now, that's just one little measure that people take a look at the market through the lens of the January effect. It's not always right, but it's usually pretty accurate. In fact, the first 2 days of this year were the worst 2 days to start the year since 2008. So that's not a good way to start the year. But having said that, there's been very little movement so far in the market. Definitely too soon to determine where January is going to end up. We have a little bit of action in the emerging markets to begin the year. India is up 1.1% so far this year. I continue to like the India story. I believe that they're on the right side of the oil trade. They're one of the beneficiaries of low oil. Obviously, the Saudis, the Russians, Canada, Latin America, other big oil-producing countries and economies are on the wrong side of that trade right now. And I believe that China, which is now up 1.5% year-to-date, I believe it's also on the right side of the oil trade right now. But, of course, it remains to be seen. We've got a lot of year left in front of us. We've got a lot of January left in front of us. But this is how we've popped out of the gate so far in 2015. We've had a rally in the bond market. It's a fear rally. People running to bonds. What's their biggest fears right now? Well, you'd have to say the low oil prices. What does this mean for the global economy? So far, it's not really showing up here in the U.S. economy, which we'll get to in a minute. And the other big fear is probably Europe. What's going to become of Greece? Will they leave the euro zone? Will they start printing drachmas? Is France safe? There's another worry for you to worry about. And of course, global terrorism will always be a big worry. We started the year with interest rates at 2.1% on the 10-year, and we're already down to 1.93%. There's a little bit of a fear gauge for you. In fact, the long bond, TLT, already up 3% so far this year. The dollar has pulled back a little. And since the beginning of the year, oil is now down another 10.2%. The other commodity that I've been watching is gold, which is up 3.4% year to date. We're going to keep our eye on gold going forward. Now, as it comes to the fundamentals of the market right now, from a valuation point of view, like I said, pretty much the consensus estimate out there on the S&P 500. Now, we have a lot that can change between now and the end of the year. We're just getting into earnings season. And once we finish this current earnings season, we'll see an adjustment to earnings estimates all along the way. But right now, the consensus estimate for the S&P 500 is right around $130 per share on the S&P 500. If we use a multiple, a long-term multiple of somewhere in the 16 to 18 range, let's go right in the middle and use 17 on the $130 that the S&P is supposed to make this year, we would come up with a 2,200 target price by the end of the year. So let's begin with that, and we'll adjust it along the way as we go. But suffice it to say, as it relates to the valuation of the market right now, it's not expensive. It's not like it was back in the year 2000 when PEs were at 30, over 30 on the S&P, over 100 on the NASDAQ. No, we're more around the historical averages that those PE ratios have traded at. And as long as the economy can continue to grow, we can continue to support this bull market, which will turn 6 years old on March 9th of this year. The valuation of the market still remains okay. It's not a big concern in my book. And again, as we look at the jobs numbers that came out last week, once again, they're good enough to continue to support a bull market. As we look at the inflation picture, the answer to that question is what inflation picture? In fact, most of the world is talking about deflation as opposed to inflation. And as we look at the interest rate environment that we're currently in, we remain in a very favorable interest rate environment. In fact, I showed over the weekend in my newsletter that the home builders are beginning to break out. If you don't believe me, look at the exchange traded fund, XHB, which tracks the home builders, and you'll see that late last week it broke out, and several home builders are beginning to break out. This is all favorable, at least the fundamentals are, for the continuation of the bull. But when we come back, we're going to look at other factors that we have to weigh before we make our pronouncement on the market. Is the bull still intact? This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, in my opinion, the fundamentals continue to support this bull market that we've been in since March 9th of 2009. And in my opinion, so far, the drop in oil prices is more of a net benefit to the U.S. economy than it is a drag on the U.S. economy. Now, the worry is it a sign? Is it a signal that the global economy, well, you know, there are a lot of slow areas in the global economy. Europe, for instance, is not growing at all. And obviously, Latin America, countries that produce oil are also having their issues. But as far as the U.S. economy is concerned, and that's the one that we concern ourselves with when we look at U.S. stocks, when we look at the New York Stock Exchange, when we look at the S&P 500, when we look at the NASDAQ, we're concerned about the U.S. economy. Yes, the global economy impacts us. But doesn't that show up in the numbers, the jobs numbers here in America? Doesn't that show up in our inflation numbers? Doesn't that show up in our GDP numbers? And so far, those numbers continue to come out favorable for the U.S. economy, which is also favorable for the continuation of the bull market. And even though there's triple-digit down days here and triple-digit up days here, and global terrorism there and other events over here, you have to step back and you have to take a look at the big picture. And the big picture as it relates to fundamentals is a picture that still favors a continuation of the bull market. Now let's look at the performance around the world of the various indexes and the various asset classes that we have to choose from. Because we can park our money in a lot of different asset classes. We can park our money in the mattress, cash. We can park our money in commodities like gold and silver, precious metals. We can park our money in real estate. We can park our money in the bond market, which hasn't been a bad place to be the last 13 months or so. It was a terrible place to be in 2013. And it seems to be more of a parking place for scared investors at the current time. Not a real place to make money, but the more scared investors that come in, the more money you'll make if you're sitting there in the bond market. Or we could continue to park our money in equities, ownership of companies. Those are the choices that we have to make. One last one would be being inverse the market. There's still a lot of bears in the market. They've been bearish for the last several years, and they've been wrong for the last several years. And those that followed their advice that shorted the market or shorted the U.S. dollar or went long on commodities because of impending doom and inflation, which may happen at some point down the line, but we're invested, we're concerned with the market environment that presents itself to us at the current time. And being short the market has not been a good place to be invested in the market whatsoever. Let's take a look at this week's ranking of the asset classes and the indexes in the world to try to determine where in the world is the best place to be invested. Okay, I rank 34 asset classes on a weekly basis. And I've been a broken record for a long, long time saying that U.S. stocks were still the best place to be invested. And as I look at this week's ranking of the asset classes, 9 out of 10. And remember, this is a field of 34. It looks at all the asset classes that I just named, gold, silver, inverse markets, cash, bonds, precious metals. 9 out of 10 are still stock related. And 9 out of 10 are still, actually 10 out of 10 are still United States related. The only asset class that creeps into the top 10 that is non-U.S. stock related is the U.S. Treasury long bond, TLT. That takes a look at 20 and 30 year interest rates, which with interest rates coming down, TLT has been a pretty good place to start 2015. But 9 out of 10 U.S. stock related. Here they are. U.S. REITs, number one asset class. Number two is U.S. Treasuries. Number three, U.S. mid-cap growth. Number four, U.S. micro-cap. Number five, U.S. small-cap growth. Number six, U.S. mid-cap value. Number seven, U.S. small-cap value. Number eight, U.S. small-cap dividend. Number nine, NASDAQ 100. And number 10, large-cap dividend. What do they have in common? Every one of them is preceded by U.S. The U.S. is still the best place to be invested. I have 80 to 90% of my holdings domestic U.S. stocks. The other 10%, I have a smattering in the China A shares, which I believe China benefits from low oil prices. And I continue to own India, which I'm up about 25% on so far since their election of Narendra Modi in the spring of last year. Once again, the leading asset classes this broken record, which keeps repeating itself week after week, and there will come a time when it's not the case, but U.S. stocks continue to be the best asset classes in the world to be invested in. The best asset class. What are the worst asset classes? Anything having to do with commodities. No, I'm keeping my eye on gold, but as of now, gold is still in the bottom 10 ranking of asset classes. So are the emerging markets. Still not a good place to be. Cash, at or near the bottom. Emerging market income, sovereign debt, at or near the bottom. Silver, at or near the bottom. S&P inverse, which is an asset class. That is a choice that we have. We can buy SH, which is the inverse mirror image of the S&P. When the S&P goes up, it goes down. And if the S&P does start to roll over at some point in time and turn into a bear, we have the opportunity to invest on the short side of that equation. But it hasn't been the right place to be for a long time. And it's still down or at the bottom of the heap. Now, as we look at the indexes around the world, we see S&P low volatility, mid-cap dividend, mid-cap Russell, S&P mid-cap, Vanguard small cap, S&P 500. It's still U.S. stocks that dominate the scene. The only non-U.S. index that I like that's in my top 10, in fact, it's the number one ranked index right now, are the China A shares. These are the shares that you can't buy on the New York Stock Exchange. They don't trade as ADRs on the Dow. You have to buy them through either an exchange-traded fund or I actually own a closed-end fund that invests in China A shares. That right now is the number one ranked index in the world. So once again, it's U.S. stocks that lead the parade. And I know maybe it defies all logic. Maybe you say with all the trouble in the world, with all the debt, $17 trillion. You know, I was reading a book over the weekend that was warning of impending doom in the financial system, and it was written back in the 70s. And at that time, the debt of the U.S. was $450 billion. And the author was talking about how, you know, it was doomsday coming because of the debt. That debt has ballooned from $450 billion to $17 trillion. I mean, that's a number that the human mind cannot even comprehend. And yes, I do believe there will come a time when the chickens will come home to roost, but we have to deal with the market that's in front of us now. And for the last almost 6 years, I've been telling you week after week after week, I publish my newsletter every weekend. I weigh all of these facts that we just went through, the fundamentals of the market, the performance of the market, the valuation of the market, and I've said that the right place to be invested, despite whatever your politics say, despite whatever your opinion is, despite whatever you think the market should be doing, the right place to have been invested and continues to be the U.S. stock market. We're up, what, almost 18,000 on the Dow after being at 6,000 something and change back in the year 2009. And once again this week, I proclaim the bull market to still be intact. And I am not a permabull. There will come a time when something starts to crack, when cracks start to show up in the dam. Whether it's fundamentals, whether it's valuation, whether it's technicals, whether it's sentiment, whether it's the U.S. economy, the global economy, but for now, U.S. stocks are still the place to be invested. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back, and we'll get a little bit more specific on this U.S. stock equation, all right? Be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're going through our macros of the market, which we do on a weekly basis just to see where the big picture is. And then once we've established the big picture of the market, which in my opinion is still bullish, I remain bullish for the 70th month in a row. That's 280 newsletters in a row that have said, hey, the bull market is still intact. Now, you can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Then I drill down into the asset classes, and we've determined once again this week, at least in my opinion, that U.S. stocks are still the best place to be, though I do have some exposure to India, which has been good to me so far, and a fairly recent exposure to the China A shares, which were just kind of made available to the general public, and I think both China and India benefit from low oil prices. And in my opinion, the fundamentals of the market, the technicals still good, and the U.S. economy still good, all support this bull market that is still intact for now. And even though there's big scary days, there's been many scary days along the way over the last almost 6 years. There's been many scary weeks. There's been many scary geopolitical events. There's been many scary economic reports. You have to step back and you have to look at the big picture. And it all boils down to GDP of the U.S., inflation in the U.S., the jobs picture in the U.S., interest rate environment, and it boils down to where the performance is coming from. And the performance continues to come from U.S. stocks. Now, I showed a chart of gold over the weekend. Gold is a lot further along, in my opinion, than oil is, of putting in a bottom. But you're not going to really make any money in something that continues to put in a bottom, right? While gold intrigues me a little bit, and I'm tempted to buy one or two gold stocks and add them to my portfolio, you know, it's just not quite there yet. I showed a chart of gold, the commodity gold over the weekend, and there's still a kind of a symmetrical triangle forming down here at the bottom, and it has to resolve itself. Is it going to break to the upside? Which I believe it will at some point in time. But gold really wants inflation, and there's just no inflation in sight. Gold also wants severe geopolitical events, and that's probably what gold is going to get throughout 2015. There would be the best bullish case for owning gold right now as a hedge against geopolitical risk, which is more than likely the biggest risk that we face in the market on a daily basis right now. Now, as we drill down into the U.S. stock market once again, as we drill down into the sectors of the market, if ever there was an example of good sectors and bad sectors in the market, this is one of those times. Look at the oil sector. Look at the oil patch. Look at the oil stocks. Well, Bill, you just said that U.S. stocks are the best place to be invested. Doesn't that include Chevron and Mobil? The answer to that is no. A resounding no. I believe in being in the best stocks now, the best sectors now, not just the entire market. I'm not an index investor. That's why I don't like indexes, because indexes include a lot of garbage in them. If you're going to buy the S&P index, you're buying 13% into the oil patch. You could say, well, you're buying it cheap. You know, that's probably a good thing. Well, it was cheap 2 months ago. It was cheap 3 months ago, and it keeps getting cheaper. Me personally, I sold oil in August. I have no regrets. And at some point in time, I'll get back into oil. In the meantime, I want to own the very best areas of the market. I want to cherry pick the indexes. And the best areas, the best sectors in the market continue to be number one. Guess what number one is? This is a brand new number one. In fact, this is a sector that all of a sudden, and it makes sense if you think about it, the home building sector has also all of a sudden cracked my top 10 sectors. It broke out last week. And that's all one has to do is look at the interest rate picture right now, 1.93 on the 10-year, and say, you know, low interest rates and no inflation are pretty good environment for home builders and building products and home supply companies. Home Depot continues to hit new highs, etc. I don't have any exposure to the home building sector right now, XHB, but that's one to keep your eyes on. But the perennial sector leaders are still in place. The pharmaceutical sector, once again, market down, pharmaceuticals up. That continues to be a good place to be invested. And we continue to see consolidation. NPS Pharmaceutical got bought out over this past weekend. That was the stock that I was lucky enough to buy last week in my aggressive growth portfolio. I had no idea that it would be bought out. Not for a lot. I think I'm going up about 10% or so, 10, 11%. But there continues to be consolidation in that pharmaceutical sector. And it continues to be a sector that continues to grow. The biotech sector, the healthcare sector, anything real estate related right now because of low interest rates. And lastly, the consumer sector. That's the most obvious one because the consumer is the one enjoying the biggest benefit from low oil prices. And while the people that own oil stocks are moaning and groaning about the pain they're suffering, on the other end, we're cheering about new highs being made in Macy's and TJ Maxx and Domino's and Papa John's and Jack in the Box and Ross Stores and all of the other consumer discretionary stocks that are benefiting from low oil prices. So you can see how important it is to be invested in the right sectors of the market. Yes, I still believe that U.S. stocks are the best place to be invested. But having said that, I would qualify that by saying you also have to be invested in the right sectors of the U.S. stock market. Anything having to do with commodities? Mining stocks, oil producers, oil service stocks? No, not now. Later. And at the same time, the right sectors to be invested continue to be a lot of the ones that led the market throughout 2014. The pharmaceuticals, drug sector, biotech, healthcare, consumer, and throw in real estate related right now with those low interest rates and even the home builders. Well, you can get the newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. And if you'd like to talk to us about managing your money in 2015, you can reach us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.